And truly it was a fault of no ordinary magnitude that sometimes they did persecute. But let him whose ancestors were not 10 times more guilty cast the first stone, and the ashes of our fathers will no more be disturbed. Theirs was the fault of the age, and it will be easy to show that no class of men had at that time approximated so nearly to just apprehensions of religious liberty, and that it is to them that the world is now indebted for the more just and definite views which now prevail. The superstition and bigotry of our fathers are themes on which some of their descendants, themselves far enough from superstition, if not from bigotry, have delighted to dwell. But when we look abroad and behold the condition of the world, compared with the condition of New England, we may justly claim, would to God that the ancestors of all the nations had been not only almost, but altogether such bigots as our fathers were.